Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, June 30th, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait, and we're halfway through the week. We're getting there.
Hey, it's hump day.
Okay, but, you know, I gotta go to work soon. Hi! Welcome. It's Geek Radio Daily, your 15-minute-ish or so podcast where occasionally naughty things are said, but that's not really the whole point. The whole point is to bring you all the stuff that's going on geekified in your world, and today is Wednesday, and that means you're going to be going to the comic book shop. Give Sheldon a ride, won't you? He's going to need help picking up all the new stuff. We'll talk about that, your geekified news, all that fun stuff coming up today. But who's talking about it? The lady that can find you anywhere. It's the Flintstress.
Yes, I was going to stalk you at home, but it was a busy week and your office is closer.
Well, there you go. Hi.
That's funny.
I'm Mr. Fortune Cookie, Mr. Billy Flynn.
You just got to keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
This date, June 30th, 1859, Charles Blondin became the first man to cross over Niagara Falls on a tightrope.
Dun, 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 dun.
Why not?
In 1936, the book Gone with the Wind was published, becoming an immediate bestseller.
1952, the Guiding Light soap opera debuted on TV and is no longer there.
In 1953, the first Chevy Corvette rolled off the production line in Flint, Michigan. It was $3,250.
1958, the invention of the transistor was announced, and without it, we wouldn't have had a Walkman.
Transistor radio. In 1966, the National Organization for Women, NOW, was formed in Washington, D.C. No, it was then.
1971, the voting age in the United States was lowered to 18 when the 26th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified by Ohio, the 38th state to ratify it.
In 1973, the Vietnam War draft came to an end.
Wow. How did you miss 1971, in which three Russian cosmonauts were found dead inside their Soyuz spacecraft after returning to Earth, meaning there's an alien somewhere on the planet?
Dun, dun, dun. 1990, East and West Germany merged their economies.
1997, the Union Jack was lowered for the last time over Hong Kong's government house the following day. With the expiration of a 99-year lease, Hong Kong reverted to Chinese rule and got all the lead they wanted.
Horrible.
Birthdays?
Birthdays. I start out with Fantasia. She's 26. That was a singer from American Idol, and she's been in other stuff, too.
Okay, well, then I'll go back to someone cool. Lizzie Kaplan's 28. She was Janice in Mean Girls and Merlina in Cloverfield. Huh? Huh?
Yeah, thank you. Matsuyahu, I don't even know if I said that right, is 31. He's a Jewish reggae singer. I didn't even know there were Jewish reggae singers.
Monica Potter's 39. That's Trisha in Con Air and Lori on Boston Legal.
Martin Zokas is 44. He was a Celeborn in Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, and Return of the King.
Also 44 is Mike Tyson. You might remember him from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Or The Hangover. He was funny in that.
He was pretty funny in
Murray Cook is 50, founding member of The Wiggles, for all you with kids.
Vincent D'Onofrio is 51. That's Private Leonard Pyle. Private Pyle from Full Metal Jacket. He's also on Criminal Intent. He was a fantastic Orson Welles and Ed Wood.
Yeah. David Alan Greer from In Living Color is 55.
David Garrison is 56. That's Steve on Married with Children. Yeah.
Wow. That's all I had.
No longer with us. Harry Blackstone Jr., born in 1934, a magician. If your kid ever had any kind of magic set or magic trick, chances are it came from Mr. Blackstone, you know, selling his name out to make some money, which I would do if someone would just offer me the chance. Why won't they?
Well, let's start with TV, CBS. We've got reruns of all of our typical shows, How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, Criminal Minds, CSI New York, nothing new.
ABC has nothing new, but it's two reruns of The Middle, followed by Modern Family, Cougar Town, and then a rerun of Castle, so at least there's one good, you know, at least one.
Yeah.
Modern Family's got
NBC, not reruns, but not great either. America's Got Talent is on tonight on NBC.
Over on Fox, So You Think You Can Dance, the top nine perform. Can't stop.
It's got to be almost over.
Absolutely.
AMC, American Movie Classics, Heartbreak Ridge, followed by The Hunted.
Tonight on Bravo and Top Chef in D.C., Capitol Grill. See what they did there.
All these play on words. Got it. CMT Country Music Television has Broken Bridges. Isn't that the one with Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think so. Discovery Channel and Mythbusters, Alcohol Myths.
All new episode. Yeah.
Beer goggles is real.
Yes, it does make people more attractive. ABC Family brings us Ice Age. The first one was a pretty funny movie.
FX has The Italian Job not once but twice, and if we'd known that, your dad would have had to watch it.
We watched it yesterday. That's funny. Fox Movie Channel brings us The Princess Bride, Marriage, and The Prime of Miss Jean Brody.
TV Land's got a new episode of Hot in Cleveland, which has Jane Leaves, Valerie Bertinelli, Wendy Malick, and the incredibly funny Betty White.
Betty White. The first episode was okay. We'll see. Turner Classic Movies has The Solid Gold Cadillac. That's got to be hot to get into on a summer day. Followed by Belle, Book, and Cat, and Candle.
They made a movie on Snoop's car? That don't make sense.
Hit the
Oxygen
switch.
Channel says you got to cut loose. Foot loose. put on your Sunday shoes and try to outdance John Lithgow, because somebody has to. By God, somebody has to. But if we're going to watch anything this fine evening, it's going to be on the Chiller Network, and that's because an evil ghost possesses environmental activists on an oil rig. That's right. Jason Simmons and Brian Carney are sitting there up on the ghost rig.
You've got mail.
So the ghosts are why BP is okay. Hey, GRD, I had so much fun bringing my wife to a Scott Sigler book signing last year, and she had not listened to or read any of his books first. I'm now trying to think of anyone I can invite who will not be prepared for the colorful language and lots of violence that might be present in Scott's books. Does this make me a sadist or just devoted to the cause of Siglerism? Captain Crunch would like to know that. I'm going to go with sadist.
Devoted to the cause. I mean, it's the FDO.
Devoted
you got to.
Sadist. There you go. I think that's fine. So, I can't imagine. What was her expression like? Oh, I've never read any of these. What are they? Oh, they're children's inspirational books, honey. I'm going to do a reading now. And that would, I'd just like to have seen her face.
The rookie would have been okay.
Sure, but not the uncut version. If you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all of us at geekradiodaily.com. Wednesday, like I said, time to look inside the long box at your comic releases for the week. Oh, hi there. And your Geekified news coming up this last day of June.
Bye, Geek June. Radio Daily.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
Well, these two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, dear.
hppodcraft.com.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
The man got that in one take. He's a consummate professional.
Yes.
Hi, welcome back to the halfway point of your week with Geek Radio Daily. Thank you so much for dropping by today. And since you decided to, well, why the hell not? Let's find out what's going on inside the long box.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
And there's tons of serious books, and some maybe even quite funny, available at your friendly local neighborhood comic shop, including...
Starting from Avatar Press, we've got Captain Swing, number 1 of 4. Just sounded funny. Chronicles of Wormwood, Last Battle.
If there's a fee involved, I'll swing.
And Fervor Dream, number 1 of 10.
Boom Studios, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? We're halfway there. It's number 12 of 24. But looky here. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, Dust to Dust, number 2 of 8. I guess that's
the
after.
The story won't be over.
No. Muppet Show, comic book number 7. Toy Story, number 4. Wizards of Mickey, number 6. Wizards.
From Dark Horse. We have Abe Sapien, the Abysmal Plane, number 1 of 2.
That's going to be awesome. Abe Sapien's always a good time.
Yeah, Predators, 4 of 4. Star Wars Dark Times, number 17.
I am so happy to report that DC Comics has Batman Beyond, number 1 of 6. Batman Beyond getting a new miniseries. Oh my God, Batman Beyond was so cool. Flash number 3 is out. Green Lantern number 55, which is a Brightest Day tie-in. Joker's Asylum takes a look at Clayface. Resident Evil's almost done, number 5 of 6. The last issue of Web is out today. And Wonder Woman number 600, in which she gets her less revealing outfit, is out. Plus, while you're there, get your Brightest Day White Lantern promotional ring.
Oh, okay. From Dynamite Entertainment, we've got Expendables, number 3 of 4. Green Hornet Parallel Lives, number 1. Prince of Persia, number 1 of 4. Project Superpowers, chapter 2, number 10. And Red Sonja, number 50.
IDW Publishing, you've got Last Unicorn, 2 of 6. Bram Stoker's Death Ship, number 2 of 4. Star Trek Burden of Knowledge, number 1 of 4. Tank Girl, The Royal Escape wraps up, number 4 of 4.
And that one?
Yours truly, Jack the Ripper, number 1 of 3. This is Joe and John Lansdale adapting the classic Robert Block story about Jack the Ripper. Which is quite creepy, but you don't need 3 comics to tell this story, so I'm interested to see what's going on.
Interesting. From Image Comics, we have Angelus, number 4 of 6, Turf, number 2, Velocity, number 1 of 4, and Whatever Happened to Baron Von Schock, number 1. I want to know.
Marvel Comics, Astonishing X-Men, number 34, because that's still going. Death of Dracula, number 1, which somehow was a Heroic Age tie-in comic. Sure. Iron Man Kiss and Kill, that's a one-shot. And the only
good thing it's not kill and then kiss.
That's true, because and the only thing you need from Marvel Comics today, Spider-Ham, the 25th anniversary special, number one.
Awesome.
But if you're going to get any kind of comic today, it's going to be, of course, from Moonstone Press, because today you can pick up Zombies versus Cheerleaders.
Versus Cheerleaders.
Number one.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News.
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So it's official, kids. Hulu Plus is coming to your iPhone, your iPad, your PlayStation 3, your Xbox. PlayStation 3 gets it in July. Xbox gets it next year. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. The thing we've all dreaded is finally happening. A Hulu that you pay for. For $10 a month, iPad and iPhone users, you get to watch all the stuff on Hulu. All full seasons of stuff with no ads whatsoever. None.
Wow.
PlayStation 3 users, Xbox users, they haven't said if you're actually going to have to pay for it yet. We should find out soon for PlayStation. And then the interesting thing is Xbox, it's for Xbox Live Gold subscribers only. So I'm already paying $50 a year there, or $100 a year for a family of four. If I still have to pay $10 on top of that, I don't know. But then again, it's cheaper than cable and or satellite. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, we already have Netflix, which has a lot of watch it instantly
TV shows. That's true. Anyway. Oh, but look, they have all of Buffy. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, it's time to start packing.
Okay,
we're moving to the UK.
Really?
Well, maybe not really, but there's a Doctor Who Live that's about to tour the UK in a little bit, and the enemies have been revealed. Spoiler alert if you don't want to know, but Daleks, vampires, and weeping angels are amongst the TV creatures set to take the stage and the Time Lord when Doctor Who Live tours the UK.
Live weeping angels? I don't know. I want to see that.
It could be a little bit creepy.
That could be.
So there'll be 11 different types of monsters that'll take the stage during the live production. It launches in October. So if you live in the UK, you get it. There's 25 live dates, and it's Sheffield, Glasgow, Birmingham, Manchester, Nottingham, Cardiff, of course, Liverpool, yeah. Belfast, until November 7th.
Now,
so
that's going to be an episode of itself where someone's doing a live show at Cardiff on the Rift. And, okay, anyway. So guys, 3 years from now, we have to start being the responsible ones because scientists say they finally created the male pill. It's an oral contraceptive that removes a crucial protein in sperm, effectively deactivating it before it reaches the womb. It's proven to be 100% effective, at least on mice. And the pill, it's got to be taken once every 3 months. Huh? You take four a year and you're golden. It has no impact on the sex drive or other side effects. Human trials begin next year. The pill could be available in 3 years' time.
Wow.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yes. Hell yes it is, because it beats the alternative.
Does.
Yes.
Well, I've got some news about space. At least, you know, America's
participation. It's out there.
Yeah, there it is. Good. Done. We're done. President Barack Obama today released a national space policy affirming the administration's commitment to commercial spaceflight. It also lays down the mid-2030s as the target date for the first human flight to Mars, and 2025 as a target for human missions to nearby asteroids. He also talks about robotics and, you know, other types of plans. He's not backing down from the fight in Congress about termination of the Constellation program, but he laid out his vision for what we should do in space. So if you're interested, check it out.
Oh, okay. Well then, we've talked about it. We've joked about it. We've watched silly movies about it. But by God, the Terra Fugia Transition, a light aircraft that can convert into a road legal automobile, is to go into production after being given a special weight exemption by the United States Federal Aviation Administration.
Ooh.
That's right. I'm saying flying cars. The Transition was designed as a light sport aircraft, the smallest kind of private airplane under FAA classification, with a maximum weight of 1,320 pounds. But they found it was impossible to fit the safety features, airbags, crumple zones, and roll cages that you need for road vehicles. However, the FAA has granted the Transition an exemption, allowing it to be classified as a light sport aircraft, being 120 pounds over the limit. That basically means you get a two-seater Transition that can use its front-wheel drive on roads at ordinary highway speeds with wings folded at a respectable 30 miles a gallon. And then if you want to, you can look to your friend and go, "Where we're going? We don't need roads."
Yeah, but it's going to cost like, ooh, who even knows?
Well, which is why we have to go out into space and, like, get all the space jewels so we can afford it. so it all works together. Thanks for dropping by the way. It was so nice to have you here today at Geek Radio Daily, which GRD, you know, is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works 90 States 3.0 license. And please, won't you drop us a note at podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
You don't think anyone anywhere is working on the flying car?
I could care less.
I gotta believe there's somebody else out there thinking about the flying car besides me. Someone who's not afraid to throw their hats over the wall for the good of mankind.
What's that supposed to mean?
Throw their hats over the wall? It means committing to doing something. If more people threw their hats over the wall, we wouldn't be sitting in this mess right now. We'd be zooming over it in the flying car.